Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today on the telephone, I have Roberta Hardy with Pinnacle Schools. We're going to talk about what they've been doing ever since the soft closure. Now, they are still a public school, so they have followed the soft closure from clear back in March. We're going to talk about what they've been doing from that point to now, plus some of the activities and things that they have planned for the end of the year. Ms. Hardy, thank you for taking out the time to join us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, we were talking a little off the air, and everything seems like it's just business as usual for you guys, right?
Yeah.
You've been, you were telling me that you guys have been kind of watching this since February. So talk about that just a bit and let people know how you kind of tracked it from there.
Well, we have a number of our staff, myself included, who are married to people in the medical profession, doctors, physical therapists, whatever. So we were alerted clear back in February to start watching it by those people, and we started watching what was coming out of WHO, and we said, well, we're going to get prepared. So all of our teachers did at least 6 weeks of lessons. They started, you know, they made packets, paper packets in elementary. Our secondary teachers put everything on whatever platform they were using, Google Classroom or something else. And so we were ready. I mean, in March 13th, when we got the word that we had to be out, we were fully prepared. So the next week, we delivered iPads to all of our students because that was the one thing we didn't send home. So we sent all the iPads home and food for a month. So, I mean, as far as the launch goes, it was messy, but it worked. And so far, so good. We were doing Zoom meetings. We're talking to students individually. We have aides that have been assigned 15 kids, and they call every single day to make sure they're working. So, I mean, as far as trying to deliver an education, I mean, we are definitely giving it our best shot at this point.
And as you were saying, you kind of took them the tablets or the iPads at this point, and so they're just still doing their schoolwork the same way they always did at school, correct?
Correct. I mean, we had a lot of, because we're a technology school, that's what our charter's around. So we had a lot of online platforms already. We're an iSchool, so students work on iPads all day long. They have computers in every single classroom. So for us to, you know, to launch and send them home with those same devices was not that difficult to do. Some families have one iPad in their family. Some have one for every kid. It just depends on what the needs are in that family. And then because we've already used those online platforms all year long, logging in, working on them was not as difficult as it would be if you were just barely starting to do that when you sent them home.
And so they're still going strong on that. And we talked about the fact that, you know, you're coming close to the end of the year, and it seems like in May, all we worry about the first couple of weeks of May is preparing for tests and testing. But that's not necessarily the case this year, but you guys are going to keep working right up until the end, right?
We are. And this week we have all of our big assignments. Sometimes they do group work, so they'll do some of that on Zoom. But there's a lot of things that we do this week in our normal year to prepare for testing so that, you know, if kids get pulled out to go to testing, it doesn't, like, thwart the entire classroom flow. So there's a lot of stuff that we normally do that we're going to do this year. So the next 2 weeks after this week, they're going to be wrapping up all of their assignments, going in, looking on SIS, figuring out what they have left. And then the last week of school, we'll just do fun stuff. I mean, normally, you know, you do all kinds of fun things outdoors and go to the swimming pool. We obviously can't do any of that stuff. So we'll be doing online pet shows. We'll do our talent show. We'll do our awards assembly. We're not going to not do those things that we normally do that last week of school.
And because you try to keep some semblance of normalcy as much as you possibly can. And May is that fun month. Once you get past the testing, that's, you know, that's the payoff is the fun month of school. And you said you were looking at a little bit of a different way of doing graduation this year because we have to, correct?
Yeah, we are. Our graduation is a huge, big event in our school. It's a culmination of a huge year for students. We do a senior tea with all of our parents. It's a beautiful event. It's where people get up, they talk at it. It's just, it's such a, those rituals are so important as you launch into adulthood. So, and prom, senior prom, all of those things are important. So when we come back in August, we are looking at, if at all possible, we're going to, you know, obviously do what we're told to do, but if at all possible, we'll have a senior prom, we'll do the senior tea, and we'll have a graduation ceremony. We do not want to shortchange those students. They've worked so hard to get to where they are. We've thought about doing an online one. The kids really want something in person, and so we're going to try to achieve that. If it doesn't go off in August, trust me, it will go off at some point. We'll just, you know, we're going to do it when it's safe. But those rituals are really important to students.
Very true, very true. All right, we've been speaking with Roberta Hardy from Pinnacle Schools. Thank you so much for taking the time out today to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And we're going to let you get back to school, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thanks for thinking of us.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.